BRKapital.com. It's our pleasure to welcome to the Jeff Krupp Show, Bill Roller of BR Capital. Bill, good morning. How are you, man?
Doing great, Jeff. How about yourself?
Well, we're having a spirited discussion this morning about, do illegal aliens add more to America than they cost in many different ways? I mean, it's more than just obviously an economic issue. But speaking of economics, you had to smile, I'm sure, Bill, at the stimulus news, the report, what I call the stimulus scam that was released on Friday, showing that not only is it costing us about $278,000 per job, but that we're losing jobs because of the stimulus bill. You got to love that.
Boy, what a shock. Who would have thunk about that? That when you throw a bunch of high-paying, do-nothing jobs on the economy, that other jobs might go away.
But wait, Bill. I mean, don't those government workers, they spend money in the economy too, right?
Well, look at it this way. I mean, if you had $268,000 to spend on a government job or $268,000 to spend on a private job, which person do you think is going to be more productive? The person who only has to work 8 hours automatically checks out at 5 o'clock, or somebody who's going to be willing to work until 9 o'clock at night, in order to get the job done?
So, but the only people that want to work hard these days are the illegals.
Well, and the entrepreneurs.
And the entrepreneur, exactly.
But
there's a Wall Street Journal editorial today advocating that, there needs to be a breakout in these debt limit talks. And quite frankly, advocating that Republicans agree to some shifting of the tax burden rate for corporations, actually reducing it in a deal with the Democrats, Bill, allowing for certain tax deductions to go away. I mean, we've heard about these zero tax rates. Boeing hasn't paid any tax over the last 10 years. GE has a huge tax credit on their books, even though they've made billions in profits. Is this a good idea? Would it be worth it if we could get it done in exchange for massive cutting of federal government expenses?
Well, I, to a certain extent, I have to agree with that in terms of closing loopholes. My feeling is that there should be one uniform tax rate for everybody, very, very few tax loopholes, one corporate tax rate. And that's the problem. Congress has put so many of these little loopholes into the tax code, very narrowly defined, targeted for individual companies, usually within their districts, that trying to track them and to use them has become a full-time job for lobbyists and CPAs and attorneys. And I think if you could close that, but the problem is it would require really a wholesale overhaul of the tax code that we don't have time for right now.
No, because this August deadline is a fairly hard target. Would you agree?
That light at the end of a tunnel is an oncoming train. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that makes sense to me. But, I mean, should Republicans demand no net revenue increase in any kind of a deal?
Well, look at it this way. I mean, think about the second term of George Herbert Walker Bush, that's right. There was not a second term of George Herbert Walker
Bush. Gee. Exactly.
Because he decided that he would be the adult, he would be the big guy, and he would accept tax increases for budget cuts further on downstream. And, of course, the budget cuts never materialized, and he was pilloried by both the Republicans and the Democrats, and the rest is history. We had 8 years of Bill Clinton. So the Republicans have seen this happen several times, and they're to the point of saying, hey, it's not going to happen a third time. And so in the game of chicken, they're holding the cards.
Well, I mean, it's sort of like this is sort of like Lucy and Linus with the football, right?
Well, Lucy and Charlie Brown,
Charlie Brown, yeah. Linus had the blanket.
That's right.
And that's a whole other story.
Very true. But
All right, it's a good point. But why do Republicans always fall for this?
Well, again, I mean, the media does a great job of pounding on Republicans about doing, you know, doing the great thing. You know, they're not pounding on the Democrats to cut the budget. They're pounding on the Republicans to be the big guys and, you know, eliminate these tax loopholes and raise taxes. So, you know, for those people who are professional politicians, you know, they want to be liked and they want to get the good press. So eventually they cave after being pounded on day after day by the New York Times.
You know, there was another story about, you know, Obama released the strategic oil, petroleum reserve, 30 million barrels. Prices went down. That's what happens when you, I mean, it makes the perfect case, Bill.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, exactly. Supply and demand. We ought to be drilling. Now, it helped China more than it did America, because China is actually now quite a bit larger producer, not producer, but user of petroleum products.
Yes.
Do you think, now just looking in your crystal ball here, do you think the world economy is static? Do you think it's growing? Do you think it's looking at slowing down here? And how would that affect oil prices?
Well, the problem is it's kind of mixed. We seem to be at, right now, kind of in an equilibrium where it's sort of a, days are good news. For example, durable goods orders were up 0.8% yesterday, which was kind of a surprise. Institute for Supply Management Services was weak today, so it's kind of going this sort of back and forth, kind of flatline kind of thing. So we are kind of in equilibrium. But, you know, I think on balance, the economy is growing, you know, on a longer-term basis. And, you know, so we're going to need to drill because that's China's what's been driving up the cost of oil here for the last 3 years.
Yeah, no, they have. Do you think that where we are headed in this country is going to be, I mean, our dollar is weak. And even though, you know, tax sheet Timmy supposedly has this strong dollar policy, it's anything but. So the dollar's weak. Our exports go up. That helps our economy here. But what if high oil prices slow the world economy? How does that help us? Or does it?
Well, the only good thing is that if the economy slows, oil prices will drop. So we'll be paying less at the pump. But the problems of having a slowing economy, a recession, far outweigh the benefit of the lower oil prices.
So the marketplace for both oil, commodities, and certainly the stock marketplace, and this is your expertise, you deal in this every day for your clients at BR Capital. Where I mean, the market's in correction right now, although we've had some good, strong movement last week, some volume came back. Where do you think the market is predicting the American economy is going to be in the next 6 months?
I think it'll be up probably 2 to 2.5% growth, which is a little bit below trend line. So I think we're seeing some signs of improvement there, but it's not going to be a real barn burner. Frankly, you're not going to really start to see the economy take off until the polls start coming out on the election. We know what party's going to hold the White House.
And de facto, then, what economic philosophy is going to be in play?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, traditionally, if you talk to financial people, they said, doing the studies, that it doesn't matter who owns the White House, but in this case, I think it's going to make a huge difference.
Bill, how can people get in touch with you if they want to do business with you?
Well, they're always welcome to give us a call at 800-562-7096. Or over here in Vancouver, we're at 360-735-1900.
BR Capital, folks. Bill, make it a great day. Good chatting with you as always.
You too. Thank you, Jeff. Bye.
Bill Roller, BR Capital.